Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
NL3 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm in Koyo Iyamba. KSL's top local story this hour. Investigators say the accused Boston bombers acted alone in setting up the attack and had no ties to any international terrorist groups, but Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz disagrees. He sits on the Homeland Security Committee and says the suspects might have been radicalized and there may be others who helped them. A rash of burglaries has a small San Pete County community concerned and a little confused. Moroni residents can't figure out why thieves burglarized Moroni Feed Hardware four times in the past few months. Surveillance video caught three men wearing masks and rubber gloves April 11th and 24th. Police believe the videos will help bust these crooks. A Utah neighborhood has painted everything pink just to raise money for a neighbor battling cancer who has mounting medical bills. Katie Allen was diagnosed with breast cancer last July.
Started with just me talking with some neighbors about it, and then started kind of grabbing some people in, and soon we had a whole bunch of people from the neighborhood, and we started getting donations from businesses, and it's just grown to this.
Event organizer Andre Hecklinder says a fundraising yard and bake sale runs through 2 p.m. today at Nolan Park and Sparrow Hawkway in Eagle Mountain. Coming up on KSL News Radio, which day will be the windiest in the next few days? When we check your KSL weather forecast next, KSL News Time 10:04.
Breaking news. We're moving some equipment around so that we can make assessments of where we might be able to operate safely.
On KSL News Radio.
If you are looking for a career for the first time or for a better career, we have a great opportunity for you.
Hi, this is Jay and Amy with The Browser. We had the opportunity to tour Teleperformance the other day, and we can't tell you how impressed we were with their employees and staff. They just love to work there.
They're looking for people with customer service experience and even tech skills to handle inbound calls right here in Utah.
Well, and the great news is that they have free training, a great starting wage, and great opportunities to move up within the company. In fact, every manager we spoke with started right there at Teleperformance.
They have three locations here in Utah, Salt Lake, Linden, and Ogden, plus hundreds of other sites around the world if you're looking to relocate.
So remember, check them out now at teleperformance.com. If you're looking for a career change and somewhere that you can move up with the company, it's teleperformance.com.
And you can even work at home, so get online and apply right now at teleperformance.com.
That's teleperformance.com. Do it right now.
Everything in the trailer has to make the movie.
And why take out the big explosion?
Yeah, because usually everything that is the best of the movie is right in the trailer.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealership. Looks like crews are still trying to clean up that crash northbound I-15 at 90th South. The wreck is off to the right, though. I'm not seeing any delays there. Also, try to as hard as you can to get around that sinkhole in Taylorsville at 5400 South and 3200 West. On a busy day like today, that could affect your Saturday activities. And if you see any other traffic incidents we've missed, please call us 801-575-6397. Sunshine with a high of 75 degrees today, a few clouds and 77 tomorrow, windy and 78 Monday, lows in the upper 40s the next few days. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. 62 degrees right now at 10:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey. Thank you. KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Great to be in that time of year when we can push the button for the theme song to the greenhouse and know that it is indeed a sunny blue sky day. And the weekend's absolutely perfect for just about anything you want to do in your yard or garden areas. And we're the perfect place to help you out. Broadcasting today from Staker Parson at the North Salt Lake location. But last week we were live, and I say we, meaning the greenhouse, Ton Bettis and Maria Chaleos filling in up in Ogden. I know you had a great day up there too.
We did. We talked to a lot of the employees. We had a lot of folks out. My highlight was actually this portable sandbox they've got in a trailer. It has about 4-foot walls on the sides, and the kids can come in and just have a ball. And it was everything I could do to keep from going in there and just making my sandcastle.
I told you I got thrown out of the sandbox. I don't play well with others, evidently. And we're going to talk about that. Shannon is with us, and I guess you joined them last week, too?
Absolutely. The weather didn't hold us back. We had so much fun. Like you mentioned, we have the sandbox here, tons of toys in it for the kids to keep occupied while the adults are out looking at the different landscaping materials we carry. We have a crowd out there making rock dolls. We have the popcorn machine going. We're planting plants for the kids in the little cups.
Hot dogs?
Absolutely. Hot dogs coming off by the second.
I keep coming back to the hot dogs.
Yeah,
don't
hot
I?
Dogs.
you also were talking about, and I mentioned this in one of our earlier breaks, the grow box out there, the garden box from Miller's. That's a great thing for people that may not have a regular garden area.
Absolutely. For everybody, I know my yard is kind of small, and I got so excited about it this year. We started carrying it. They're 4x4 vinyl boxes. We have all the supplies you need. We have the garden box mix. We have topsoil plus, regular topsoil. We have everything you need. If you are confined on space but still want the homegrown vegetables, this is the place to get them.
Yeah, and so for people to visualize this, you said it's 4x4?
It is.
Is there a bottom on it or no? You just set it in an area and then I think it takes 10 bags because I've got one in my garage I haven't assembled yet.
Absolutely. They're pre-cut, just easy to assemble. Anybody can do them.
Yeah, the thing that's really neat is you're going to get the bagged mix or you have bulk garden mix.
We do.
And that's really nice is I know that on the square foot gardening that you have to go, and it's almost like this quest to mix this special blend, and you already have it here.
We have it ready to go.
You do. And, you know, that mix actually needs to be replaced every 2 or 3 years, and so it's really nice to be able to come in, bring your pickup in, load up the bags or bulk, and just go ahead and replace it in your square foot gardening boxes and be done with it.
Yep, refresh from, you know, every couple of years, and you're good to go. We have, like you said, we have them in the bags if you don't have a pickup truck, or we offer it in the bulk.
And everything we talk about is 15% off if they'll just mention KSL.
Absolutely. Come in. All products are 15% off. Bring the kids. Bring the family. It's a beautiful day. We were in a downpour rainstorm last week, and we're enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for helping us out with the information today. That's Shannon from Staker Parson. And again, we're at the Beck Street location, North Salt Lake, but don't forget also the Ogden location is up and running. And just about anything you need is kind of interesting to see everything from small trailers to regular pickups to the giant construction trucks that are still coming in and out of here doing the business of repaving roads and things with the help of Staker Parson. But today's the day to do it. Let's get one phone call in if we can before we take our first break. And it looks like that will be Lloyd in Bountiful and needs some help in keeping the grass out of the raspberries. Hi, Lloyd.
How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Good. Quack grass, pasture grass, or joint grass in straw in raspberries? Is there such a thing as a spray, or do you just have to dig it up and get it out?
If you can keep it out by digging, that's always the preferred method because you don't have to spray an herbicide. The only product to know of out there for homeowners is that over-the-top 2 that is labeled for a lot of edible plants, but your timing is critical on it. There's certain times that you can't use it that will take grass out of other garden plants, the perennial types like strawberries and the brambles. You can try also some of the pre-emergence. Casron, I believe, is labeled for the raspberries. The Casron can be used a little bit you can abuse a little bit, so you need to be careful with it sometimes, but that pre-emergent will keep some of the grasses out too.
Well, we started today's broadcast talking about this, and I do want to reemphasize again that you really have to read the label. Make sure that it is made to be used in edible crop areas.
Yes, and because it will make it your plants. Say you use the wrong pre-emergent, the raspberries would survive and they'd have beautiful fruit, but you just run the risk of having a toxin in the fruit that you don't want to eat. And so you must follow that label absolutely so that you can keep you, your family, and whoever else is eating the produce safe.
So you said Castron?
Castron. Castron.
Okay. Appreciate it. It's either that or dig it out. And digging it out, you have a problem with transplant. Whether the raspberries will make it or not. So.
Yeah, and when you try to dig some of these perennial grasses out, if you leave roots behind, they will be right back. And so the other thing, and it's obviously too late now, but if you can plant in a weed-free spot that you've already done a lot of weed control on, that's the best way, and then it's a little easier to keep a lot of those weeds at bay that would grow up in between the canes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Lloyd. And that'll clear a local line for us at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. We've actually got time for another one here. Is it Johnny in Tremonton? Johnny, you there?
No, it's Joni.
Joni.
Call me Johnny.
I got you.
Yeah, I have a gooseberry bush. It's pretty young, but the leaves are just mangled and they're not doing good. Last year it was really bad. I pruned it back a lot, but it looks better this year, but I noticed some of the leaves are starting to be deformed, and if I look at it with a magnifying glass, there's little polka dots on it of like little crystals, or I don't know what they are.
Do you see anything moving, such as an aphid or spider mites that could be under there that could be causing that leaf deformation?
Well, I don't. No, I don't. I have free-range chickens. Wouldn't they take care of those mites for me?
They're so small that they may or may not. The chickens are going to have to get something that they can see and get in their mouths. And the mites are so small that, I mean, they're smaller than a pinhead. And you need a magnifying glass or even sometimes a dissecting scope to see them. A lot of times what I see, if you're getting a lot of deformed leaves on the shrub, and it's the entire shrub, is that you may have had a previous exposure to something along the lines of 2,4-D or dicamba, and in severe situations it can take 1 to 2 years to get that out of its system totally. You know, if it hasn't totally killed the plant, you know, especially...
Well, just the new growth that is looking different.
And that was, the new growth is what would be impacted with something like dicamba or 2,4-D. But they could have been exposed last year, but the new leaves are the ones that would have that.
Okay. That's okay. So what can I do now for it?
I would recommend, what city are you in?
Tremonton.
And so Mike Pace is the horticulture agent in Box Elder County, and he's in Brigham City in the courthouse. Cut off a branch and bring it into Mike and let him look at it to make sure that it looks like 2,4-D damage. Sometimes that can be a little hard over the radio. I'm not sure what the crystals would be, but if it is 2,4-D or dicamba damage, all you can do is be patient and let the shrub grow out of it.
Okay, well then I'll give him a call then.
Do that. He's very good with fruit.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Joni. Thanks. Good to have you. And again, it's a local line to KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Since she called from Tremonton, it reminded me that when we had Brent Burr on to start the program from Staker Parson, he mentioned they've got some landscape centers up there in the Boise area. So if we happen to have listeners up there, don't forget you can stop in there to Staker Parson and take advantage of all of the great product that they've got for you. The beautiful thing about this stuff is it's instant gratification. You were talking about the blowtorch earlier.
Yes.
This is kind of the blowtorch thing for instant gratification when it comes to ground cover and landscape design.
It is. And if you do it right, then it's instant gratification.
And you never
for a
have
long
to do
time.
It again. Yeah. Great stuff. So we'll tell you more about what's going on at Staker Parson when we come back, but a break. And then we'll talk to Linda, Dwayne, and Ben all on the line. If you want to join us, it's KSL Talk.
Is your company growing? Are you hiring but just can't find the right candidates? Hiring today isn't easy. Most job applicants now look online for job opportunities, and it's not always clear where on the internet you should post your job. And then, once applicants are rolling in, managing emails and spreadsheets can quickly become a chore. Let us help. Hiring Thing is online software that helps companies post jobs, manage applicants, and hire great employees. If you need to hire someone soon, we might be a perfect fit for your company. When you use Hiring Thing, we'll automatically advertise your open positions multiple places online and provide great tools, allowing you to accept online resumes, rate and review applicants, and share information with other managers. It's easy to use and free to get started. Visit us online at hiringthing.com to start a 30-day free trial. That's hiringthing.com.
Here's Rob Ruff, Executive Vice President of Marketing at Zions Bank, on why they're involved with Teacher Feature.
Well, when I think about Teacher Feature, I think one of the most rewarding things about being involved with Teacher Feature is the opportunity to really get to know these teachers. And as you read their stories from those who have been touched by them, whether they're students or parents or past students, you recognize the tremendous impact that teachers have on all of our lives. And it's really gratifying to be able to provide recognition for the great work that teachers do. You know, we talk a lot about heroes in our society, and we talk about sports heroes, we talk about heroes in entertainment or in politics or other areas, but we don't often enough recognize the great work that our teachers do. They really are the true heroes in our community.
Learn more about the KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Program by going to ksl.com.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Dial now to get the help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
All right, let's get back to it here. The KSL Greenhouse live today at Staker Parson. And we were talking earlier about the fellow that was out there with the blue truck, or no, the white truck with the blue shell. Mm-hmm. Going through the trouble of shoveling everything in one scoop at a time, and he actually invited us to go help.
Yeah, for some reason we're busy.
Or we'll find something to do for the rest of the day. Let's see, Linda was next in Draper. Oh, she has that lovely little weed with the lovely name of Star of Bethlehem. Hi, Linda.
Good morning. Actually, while I've been out in the yard, I've come up with two other short questions for you.
That's okay.
But I had sprayed the Star Bethlehem with a nuts edge spray, two, 3 weeks ago. Anyway, it's starting to turn yellow, laying down, is not blooming. but there were some areas that I didn't spray and that the control doesn't seem to be as good. I have some around, like a quince bush, boxwood, and grapevine that they're beginning to come in. Can I spray around those without damaging those plants? And will it do me any good to respray the areas that don't seem to have as good of control at the moment?
Go ahead and respray those areas, and then around your shrubs that you're worried about, you might get a sheet of cardboard or some boxes to put over the top and do your spraying, wait for the spray to dry, and then take the cardboard off.
And certainly don't do it on a windy day.
Yes.
No. Wouldn't do that. Would not do that. And I've even got some of it that's moving out into, it's into the lawn.
I've personally dealt with Star of Death, Bethlehem, and I know the
No, you had it right. Bethlehem.
Yes, Star of Bethlehem. And that stuff is pretty right. bad to try to get rid of.
And it's not uncommon, by the way, Linda, that you have to spray more than once.
Oh, no, I know. I did last year. There's less of it, but I'm still battling, and I can see from what I've got left that I'm going to have to do it again, and that's why I was wondering if respraying in some of the areas would even make the will it help to trim it off like with grass clippers or something and spray it just after I've cut it?
Don't cut it too low, but if you wanted to trim a half inch off the top and then spray, you want to get a maximum exposure on those leaves, but if you trim the top off, you want to spray very soon because the plants can seal that clip or cut off very quickly, and so you need to clip and spray. And so you almost need someone following behind you with your lawnmower or something if you were going to do that.
Okay. All right. Grass control around iris, roses, and peonies. Can I use the same product?
No, you would need to get a grass killer, something along the lines of Over the Top or Post.
Right. No, that's what I mean.
Yes.
But I can use the similar one for all three of those.
You sure can.
Over the Top. What's the ingredient in that?
Seth Oxidim.
Huh?
Easy for you to say.
The two active ingredients in the grass killers are either Seth Oxidim or Fluazifop. I know, I don't know if that's either here nor there for you, but either of them are pretty effective against weedy grasses around your other plants.
Okay.
And a lot of places, I don't know where you do your shopping, but if it's outside of a regular nursery, a lot of places, if you go lay those terms or those names on them, they're just going to stare at you.
Well, like I just kind of did that, huh? Okay. And in my planters, I heard you talking earlier about replenishing the replacing every couple of years. If I add Nutrimulch, make sure I've cleaned out the roots and put Nutrimulch, is it usable in the planters?
It should be. The reason you want to replace that mix about every 3 years is because organic matter decomposes, and as it decomposes, it becomes less friendly to plants, and it's usually about 3 years that it's not very good anymore. And so I usually recommend just taking it completely out, but if you want to try to refresh that with Nutrimulch, that should be just fine. The time to do that would actually be in the fall to let it break down a little bit. If you did it now, you should be okay. Just you might water those very thoroughly once or twice, just if there's any potential salts. And Nutrimulch is a good product, and any manure-based compost, always water it a few times before you plant and make sure that you don't use more than a couple of inches and mix that in 6 inches deep.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend, Linda. Thanks. Dwayne, let's get you taken care of before we break for news on the half hour. Go ahead with your question.
Question. I have orchard grass coming up in places in my lawn, trying to figure out how to get rid of that. And the second one is whether or not I can still prune my fruit trees.
On the orchard grass, no matter what kind of cool season weedy grass it is, and that's what's coming up, your option is pretty much a glyphosate product. Roundup's a glyphosate product, but there are others out there. Spray it out, get it dead, and then go ahead and pull those out with, dig them out and either reseed or put plugs of sod back in those patches.
Yeah, and the day somebody comes up with a way of selectively taking undesirable grass out, they're going to be a very rich man.
They will be.
Or a woman.
They will be. And then what was your other question again?
Just whether or not I can still prune my fruit trees.
You can still prune the fruit trees. It's not the ideal time, but it's a lot better now than 2 months down the road.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Thank you very much.
Dwayne, thanks. And that means we've got three local lines wide open here at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Ben, you're coming up after the news here, so just be patient with us. It'll be a few minutes as we check in with Encoyo, Randy in Riverton, Riverton Randy, and Brady in Mapleton. We'll get to your calls coming up. Again, we're at Staker Parson, North Salt Lake, just off Beck Street. Look for the KSL van. Pull in here and save yourself some money today. Everything 15% off.
The facts are shocking. One in four Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by four times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
Hey, it's me again. I'm here at J&J Garden Center in Layton for their annual Tomato Frenzy Sale going on right now. J&J has grown thousands and thousands of tomato plants, all of your favorites, and all gallon-sized tomato plants are $1.99. Yep, you heard me right, $1.99 each. That's half price. And J&J's tomato plants are the best because they're grown from seed right here at J&J. So if you love growing your own tomatoes like I do and would like to bite into a freshly picked juicy tomato from your own garden, stop what you're doing and come to the Tomato Frenzy at J&J Garden Center in Layton. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You have got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Sport, how was school today?
Good. I drew a picture.
Oh, yeah? Let me see. Oh, look at this. It's our family.
Yep.
There's you and Samantha.
Uh-huh.
This pretty lady is Mommy.
Uh-huh.
And this big, muscly guy's gotta be me.
No, that's Sheldon.
Who's Sheldon?
It's Sammy's boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
But she calls him fiancé.
She calls him Samantha!
Need to get closer to your family? Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
10:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Encoyo Iyamba, KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Federal agents have a 41-year-old Mississippi man in custody in connection with the poison letters sent to President Obama and other public officials. This is the same person whose home and business were searched earlier this week.
It started with an Elvis impersonator feuding with a karate teacher. The Elvis impersonator, Paul Kevin Curtis, was arrested for sending the letters laced with ricin, but said he was framed. Then the charges against him were dropped, and the FBI searched the Tupelo home of the karate teacher, Everett Dusky.
Everybody has something suspicious in their house, but no, there's nothing that's related to these letters.
Dusky insisted he too was innocent.
This is just insane.
A few days later, the FBI says Dusky was arrested at his home without incident. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Meanwhile, four little girls ages 5 through 1 year of age and a mother died in a house fire Friday night in Newman, Georgia. Officials are still trying to determine the cause. An older girl, age 11, managed to get out of the house with help from a passerby. Here at home, a Kids Count report shows child poverty is on the rise in Utah. The report says nearly 378,000 Utahns lived below the federal poverty level in 2011. Over 140,000 of them were kids under age 18. A newspaper published by a Salt Lake family back in 1914 will be on display this weekend for the annual Japan Festival. The Utah Nippo played a big role in serving the Utah Japanese community during the 1900s. The exhibit will go to 5 p.m. today on Japantown Street here in downtown Salt Lake. Coming up on KSL News Radio, which day will be the windiest in the next few days when we check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 10:32.
Use both your KSL presets anytime you're in the car. 102.7 FM around town and 1160 AM further out. Two buttons for KSL News Radio.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors. You've heard me say the best office environments don't begin with great office furniture. They begin with great design. At Midwest, we know that great design accomplishes three things. First, it improves the functional working of your office. It enhances efficient workflow and personal productivity. It accounts for necessary personal, collaborative, and meeting spaces while integrating technology and utilizing every square foot effectively. Next, great design should look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. The aesthetic should be clean, timeless, and unique. It should help recruit and retain great talent, reflecting your company's goals, values, and success. It should impress. Lastly, great design should be value-driven. Look, expensive design solutions aren't inherently great. They're just inherently expensive. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your budget to benefit from great design. And at Midwest, you never will. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more. You'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Hey, Mom, can we go rollerblading?
Oh, not tonight, sweetie. Maybe another night.
Mom, parents who spend time with their kids in their younger years have a better chance of being close to their kids in those difficult teen years. I'm 12 right now, and when I turn 13, I'll become a whole different person, someone you won't even know. I'll be a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes so sweet, you'll wonder what my motives are. And sometimes I'll burst into tears because I can't find my biology book.
Okay.
And what about when I start dating and bring home some guy who wants to take me away to Burma and live in a yurt?
A what?
How are you going to deal with that if we're not close?
Get your blades, honey.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Mom, I can't find my rollerblades.
Oh, boy.
Who took my rollerblades?
Okay, calm down. We'll find it.
Just kidding.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
In the afternoon on the browser, Nightside, all night long. Listen each time you hit the car to KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. We're looking at an accident southbound State Street at 400 South. Looks like it's impacting the left lanes, but I'm not seeing heavy delays there. Also, remember that sinkhole in Taylorsville at 5400 South, 3200 West could affect your Saturday activities. And we're looking at sunshine with a high of 75 degrees today, a few clouds, and 77 tomorrow. Windy and 78 Monday, lows in the upper 40s the next few days. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA country stores, J&J, and J&L garden centers. For a complete list, visit oakdale.com. It's 63 degrees at 10:35. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
KSL Greenhouse. Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Tom, will you do me a favor and just remind me when I get back from this next road trip to get into the computer system at the radio station and delete the chicken dance? You can always tell when Jeff's running the board for us and it's totally out of our control, folks. He has this affection for the chicken dance. I'm not really sure why. But no doubt back there in the studio doing it right now if you want to look at the iCam. We are live today at Staker Parson. We're at the North Salt Lake Beck Street location. Tim and Ton back with you and headed into the final half hour of this week's KSL Greenhouse. And I'm glad you decided to make it a part of your weekend. Heidi, Kirk, Dwayne, we know you're there. Ben, be patient. We'll get to you in just a second. But I want to grab Nick. He's been a hard guy to grab today because you've been busy.
Definitely busy.
Moving that, and it's a front loader, right? It's not a backhoe.
Right, it's a front end loader.
Front loader.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I have the right terms. We've witnessed a couple of things with the traffic that's been coming through here. And a couple of minutes ago, a husband and wife were in town, and they came in and they said, "Look, we really don't know what we want to do in this area." And my guess is a lot of people come and they get some great ideas. They may not even know all of the options they have to cover a certain area.
Yep, absolutely. And we have so many products, it's easy to overlook a lot of them. So we recommend they walk around in the yard and check out all the other Flagstone building products. And plus, we'll ask them what they're doing in their project, and we'll try and offer the best products we can for them and try to complete their project the best we can.
Tell us about this stabilizer, because that was something that was actually recommended for them.
Yeah, the stabilizer we have, it's a new product we just brought in last year. It's a pathway stabilizer, an aggregate binder, and a joint stabilizer for pavers. But it basically just glues your stuff down so it's not going to move around. And
sounds pretty easy to put in, actually.
Yeah, it's very easy. The pathway stabilizers, you apply it to a semi-wet product before you compact it, and then you let it saturate for, 30 minutes or so, and then you compact it. And next day, you come in, spray another coat on it the next day. The EcoFlow, the aggregate binder, it's a way cool product. It glues the rock together, mix it around for 5 minutes in a concrete barrel, dump it down, spread it like concrete, and let it dry.
Wow. Hasn't always been that easy.
No. There are a lot of these products are very, when you get something like a pathway stabilizer, it's very expensive. But the cost on this was what, $2 a square foot?
The EcoFlow is $2 a square foot. The pathway stabilizer is similar to that, but you get a little bit deeper on the pathway stabilizer. So
we put in a fire pit in our backyard in between sections of deck, and I wanted to put some flagstone down, and it was so intimidating just to think about my ability to pull that off. But after being here and seeing some of the suggestions for people, it's getting easier and easier. And people, I think the first hurdle is just getting over the fear of trying.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a very knowledgeable staff. All the girls that answer the phones up in our Ogden office and the guys that work the landscape centers can help you out with almost any question that you have.
We're about to test the hot dogs.
Yes.
We found out that Ton is a hot dog connoisseur, so he's going to take those for a test drive. Free hot dogs right now going on for your lunchtime. Bring the kids out. Lots of things for them to do, including playing in the sandbox trailer, which I'm having to hold Ton back from, as a matter of fact, with all the toys and things out there.
I was
there.
Taking pictures of that last week. I was impressed.
15% off all of their products, but 67 bulk products to choose from in every color and size imaginable. Come see us at Staker Parson. We're at the North Salt Lake location on Beck Street, but they're also open today in Ogden. And Nick, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's take a phone call here. Ben in Syracuse. This is a question that's going to be maybe a little tougher unless you know of a spot, but Ben, go ahead. Are you there, Ben? Okay, let's go to Dwayne. Let me ask this question, though, if Ben is still listening. Oh, wait, we're going to Ben afterwards. All right. Dwayne, then, in Mapleton. Hi, Dwayne. Okay. You tell me where we're going, Jeffrey. We'll go to the Ogden line. Ben should be on the line there in Syracuse and still has one of those great old push mowers.
Hi, I was asking about, I can't find a place to sharpen the blades anywhere. I've been to Day Power and Sunset. I've been everywhere. Do you guys know of anywhere that sharpens these blades anymore?
And there's one shop in Layton that deals in Toro, and I can't remember the name of it. I believe they used to, but my lawnmower blades, I just bought a file and I do it myself.
Yeah, I think you need the stones for these ones, because this one's pretty old, and I was actually going to go try out an old golf course and see if they'd do it for me, but I was hoping there was a company that still did it.
You know, I'm being told that maybe Eldridge's or Pearson's, you might just call them and find out. I'd hate for you to ride all over town with that thing in your back seat trying to find a spot. But I don't know. They even make push mowers anymore?
They sell them at Lowe's.
For the real, I've seen a lot of them. The last two or three years, I've seen them coming back, and I don't know if it's a green Save the Earth thing or just today's smaller lots. You don't need an expensive mower. But the last two or three years, I've seen those push reel mowers out there.
I remember pushing one of those around when I was a kid, and they do a great job as long as those blades are sharp.
Yeah, as long as they're sharp and the grass isn't too tall.
Yeah. So I don't know that we can help you specifically, but I try Eldridge's or Pearson's, and my guess is that they're in the business of it. They may know of somebody that still does it.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say hi to Nolan Burt and the Green Grasshoppers.
Okay. And hopefully they're out there listening here on a Saturday. Ben, thanks. Heidi in West Jordan, you've got a question about your Austrian pine.
I do. Thanks for taking my call. I have an Austrian pine. It's about 20 feet tall. It's I've had it in my yard. I planted it. It was probably 3 feet at the time, 15 years ago. And noticed this last week that the top leader and a couple of well, areas around it, around the leader on the top tier, about 10 inches has turned golden brown. And I'm wondering if you can help me out with that.
The top 10 inches are golden brown on the leader. How tall is the tree?
About 20 feet.
20 feet. The first thing I would look for are borers, or the bark and graver beetles up there. And if it's that tall, it can be a little bit difficult to find, and you may need an arborist. But what you would see around the branch intersections are sawdust or frass.
Up at that area, not
yes.
down below.
Yes, and okay. maybe a little bit below, too.
Okay. All right, well, I will find an arborist that wants to tackle it then.
Yeah, and I meant to mention this earlier because we had a question from somebody about a possible boar, and whenever we get that, let us just remind you that if you go to utahpests.usu.edu, you can find pest information that is timed when those pests are most likely to be, invading your space, and they will actually send you alerts on your email free. And they don't sell your information off to anybody, and so it's a nice service. And then it's totally out of, you don't have to question whether it's that time of year or not, because that newsletter will let you know that firsthand. But thanks for the call. We've only got one call holding, and we've got 20 minutes or so left in the program. So I know we're going to be able to squeeze 3 or 4, maybe 5 calls in afterwards. If you want to get on the line, it's a perfect time to do it. We'll get a quick answer for you at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Kurt, hopefully still there in Taylorsville. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I've had this, I don't know what, it's a flower. It grows tall, kind of little purple bell-shaped flowers that grow on a stalk, but it's some kind of a tuber plant. I cannot control, it just goes crazy. It invades other flowers, and my roses are popping up around it, and you can pull them, but I don't know what it is, but I don't know.
It's probably grape hyacinth. It's a little, if it's blooming now and it's a little bulb plant, it's grape hyacinth, and they can be difficult to eradicate.
Are they tuber plants?
Yes, they are.
They grow about 2 feet tall.
Oh, 2 feet?
Yeah, and off all the stalk, there's little bell-shaped flowers, and they're really, really pretty. Sometimes they're white, but it's a tuber plant, because I've dug in, and they move horizontally, the tubes, but they pop up new shoots everywhere. I just don't know what it is. It's a pretty flower. It's a pretty plant, but it's very invasive.
When does it blossom?
In the next month or two.
The only plant I know of that, off the top of my head, that would do that is actually the epilobium, the fireweeds that you see along roadsides in the mountains. But those will get 2 or 3 feet tall, and they're very aggressive. They're what's called the root spread. It's called rhizomatous, and they can be one that would do that. But they're, unless someone has purposely planted those in the lawn, it's the only time I see that.
It's in a flower bed. They're pretty flowers. I'm led to believe. When I moved in, they were there. They're not an ugly flower. In fact, they're really pretty, but they just go out of control, and they drowned out my tulips, and they're moving in and around my roses, and it makes it doubly hard to pull them out from amongst the roses, because it's a thorny situation. But
is there a possibility of you emailing some pictures?
Sure, I can try.
For now, let me have you send them to this email address. It's Taun, T-A-U-N.
Okay.
Dot Bedes, and that's B-E-D-D-E-S, at usu.edu. And if I can get a visual on them, we can usually identify them a little bit better than just over the air. Because, when you get on the air, it's like, well, it has flowers, and it's green, and...
yeah.
But, yeah, send a picture, and then next week, Taun can follow up on it for you.
It's Taun.Bedes?
Yes, T-A-U-N dot B-E-D-D-E-S at usu.edu.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. And I see we've got Dan, Brad, Susan, and Kay on the line. Let's take our break here. We'll come back with our final segment of this week's KSL Greenhouse live from Staker Parson in North Salt Lake, just off of Beck Street. easy to find. First of all, there's great signage out there from Staker Parson. But secondly, you'll see the KSL van parked, and that's where you turn in. Bring your truck, bring your trailer, and make sure you tell them you're listening to KSL Outdoor or KSL Greenhouse. Maybe you listen to the Outdoor Show this morning. And you'll get 15% off everything they sell here at Staker Parson. Look forward to seeing you as well. We're done here at the top of the hour.
I don't know what it is about spring. It kind of makes us all want to start cleaning up the house, doing some spring cleaning, going out, getting things in order in the yard. And, of course, one place you need to pay attention, you need to pay attention to your pantry. Make sure that's in order with the food storage that you know your family ought to have on hand. This is a great time of year to open that pantry door, take a look around, and then call this number, 1-877-273-2315, or go over to the keyboard and pound out dailybread.com. Either way, you'll get all the information on food storage for your home, for your family, for your needs. Whether it's a long-term plan, short-term plan, whether you're planning for just yourself or a couple of other people or a huge family, the people at Daily Bread can help. We've counted on them for years, and their food is delicious. It's easy to prepare. 25-year worry-free food storage. Daily Bread. Go to dailybread.com or call 1-877-273-2315 and get your free sample.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Rich Walgy, President and CEO of Rocky Mountain Power. And like nearly everyone else who works or has a business along North Temple, I'm very excited about the new Airport Tracks line. Many of our employees, as well as colleagues out of state, use the airport for regular business. Having a stop right in front of our North Temple offices will make that much easier. This new line will give thousands of people a convenient way to commute to work, go downtown, or connect to Front Runner and the rest of the UTA system. And because Trax does run on electricity, there are no emissions. In fact, through Rocky Mountain Power's Blue Sky Funding Award, there are now solar panels on the canopies of four stations along North Temple. The more people ride Trax, the less air pollution we'll have, and that's good for all of us. For more information, including routes and schedules, I encourage you to visit rideuta.com.
You two must be proud of Johnny.
Oh, we sure are.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
So he's got a job at the dealership, right?
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, right, the dealership. You know, he just started there and...
Actually, it's been about 6 weeks.
Has it been that long?
And what's he doing there?
Well, he does a bit of, Helen...
Detailing.
Yeah, right, detailing. Gotta have a beautiful car if you're gonna sell it, you know. He just loves it. He really does.
Actually, Tom, he hates washing cars. He just thinks it's a good opportunity to let the boss see he's a hard worker so we can move into sales.
But he's happy doing what he does. You know, that's my Johnny. He pushes through that. He's a forward thinker.
And he graduates next year, right?
Oh, no. He's still...
Yes, he does, Tom.
Oh, Johnny? Sure, Johnny graduates next year. I thought you were talking about...
Who, Tom?
Need to get closer to your family?
So, Larry, you've got kids? Let's talk about them.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, you caught us. We've got mouthfuls of hot dog here. With about 6 minutes. 6 minutes only to finish out the program. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 calls. That would be a minute apiece. Let's see if we can move through here. Jim is in Layton. Hi, Jim.
How you doing? Hey, appreciate you letting us call in. We just had a quick question on
My wife bought a bunch of these great big pots she wants to plant, and we've had some pretty good sized pots in the past. We, you know, just fill with dirt in the winter. I guess they're wet, they kind of freeze. Some of them end up cracking. We've heard people talk about putting cans in the bottom to kind of lighten it up. So we just didn't know what kind of stuff you put in there so that they're not so heavy. Do you layer them with like peat moss, with planting, with potting soil, with dirt, or just what's some ideas?
Preferably, I'd like to see the pot fill totally with potting soil. But if you do want to put something in the bottom, then the main point is you want at least a total of a foot of potting soil in there so that you can have plenty of room for the roots to grow. And the bulkier, the better down there. So gravel, sometimes I've seen people do that, or stone. It doesn't lighten them up. But the problem with that also is you've got to be careful that you can make the pots top heavy and they'll tip in the wind and things if they're not very stable.
Okay. But mainly, if you can fill them with potting soil, that'd be fine.
That would be fine. Don't use your garden soil, but use bagged potting soil to put in there, and that's absolutely fine.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, where are we going next here? Let's go to Dan in Lehigh. Line 3, Jeffrey. Dan in Lehigh. Hi there.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. I've got this lawn. We just moved into this house this last year, and we've got what I think is crabgrass, but it's just a really broadleaf grass that grows really fast. And so, like, there's good-looking grass all throughout, and then there's spots of this just coming up everywhere.
I can almost guarantee that it is not crabgrass if it's growing right now. Okay. Crabgrass germinates, in mid-May, and then it dies out in late September. And so for those weedy grasses, it probably is fescue. It's very common, but it could be 20 or 30 different things.
Uh-huh.
But the solution for all of them is the exact same, and that's just to go ahead and spray them out with a glyphosate-type product, Roundup, kills all type thing. And then go ahead and, once they're dead, dig those up and put new plugs of sod down.
Okay. So is the spray going to kill all the grass that it's, like, around?
Yes, the glyphosate products will generally kill everything that they're sprayed on.
Okay. And then just dig it up and put the sod down.
Correct. And spray first, because no matter what, you'll leave roots behind, and those weedy grasses will be right back.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Dan, thanks. Brad and Sandy, your turn. Hi there.
Yeah, I've got a cherry tree that thinks it's tequila and wants to put a worm in every cherry. I'm just wondering what I can spray it with.
Now, what are you trying to keep the western cherry fruit fly out?
I'm not sure what it is, but every last year I had a great crop, but everyone had a little white worm in it.
There are several sprays out there that you can use. Malathion 7, Spinosad. Spinosad's a little bit more reduced risk than the other ones, but you would start spraying those when the cherries start to turn yellow.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks. All right. I guess that was it. Thanks, Brad. Susan, West Valley, you had a question about bone meal. We got about a minute here.
I have a bunch of bone meal that I inherited, and I'm wondering what I can use it for. The only thing I really plant is tomatoes, but I have a lot of trees and everything. So can you tell me what bone meal would be good for?
The bone meal oftentimes is used for bulbs and sometimes roses to add some nutrients into the soil.
Okay.
But if you just need to get rid of it, put it down at the recommended rate, incorporate it into the soil, and that will be just fine.
Okay.
It's not really magical for one plant and not others. The plants don't really know that, you know, the bone meal is only for one and not the other. So
what about the tomatoes? Is it good for tomatoes?
That would be just fine.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks, Susan. Have a great weekend, and thank you all for joining us today. I just have to say, Lindsay Peterson was with us earlier, and she had her daughter here, and they're making little rock dolls and things. Is that a good likeness of me or
what?
That
is a very good likeness.
Complete with the headphones, by the way.
And that's even sparkly on those headphones. Those are very decked out.
Staker Parsons, till they close today, Ogden and North Salt Lake, 15% off by mentioning the greenhouse. Free hot dogs at this location. Make sure you come by and save some money today. Ton, have a great week.
You too.
Greenhouse next week. I'll be on the road. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life,
your health.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you're the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches, well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
This is KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL